Today our lesson is entitled, O Ye of Little Faith. O Ye of Little Faith. Let's begin by turning to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8, verse 26. And this is what the words of God say. And he saith unto them, Why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. In the Gospel of Matthew, four times our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ uses the expression, O ye of little faith, or O thou of little faith. From these four occurrences, we can see what possessing little faith produces in a believer's life. But before we do that, I want to talk a little bit about faith. Now, faith is basically believing what God said and acting on it. For example, to save his family from the coming flood, Noah believed God that the flood was coming and acted upon this by building an ark. Today, if someone wants to be saved from going to hell for their sins and know 100% sure when they die they're going to heaven, then they must believe what God said in his word about being a sinner and repenting of their sins and asking God to forgive them for their sins and receiving Christ by faith into their heart. They act upon what God said by confessing with their mouth the Lord Jesus and believing in their heart that God had raised him from the dead. And if they do that, they will be saved. Amen and amen. Now, how does faith come? Faith comes by hearing. In Romans chapter 10, verse 17, the words of God say that, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This is why it is so important to read and study the scriptures and come to church and hear the Bible preached and taught. Now, why is faith so important? Well, we're told in the scriptures, salvation comes by faith. Salvation comes by faith, amen. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, the words of God say, For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, lest not of works, lest any man should boast. So we ask, why is faith so important? Salvation comes by faith. Also, the just live by faith. The just live by faith. In the book of Romans, in chapter number 1, the book of Romans, if you would, in chapter number 1, we read in verse number 7, it says, the Word of God says, To all that be in Rome, amen. To all that be in Rome. In verse 17, rather, For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, The just shall live by faith. And then we see the same thing repeated in Galatians chapter 3, verse 11, The just live by faith, amen. Again, we're asking the question, why is faith so important? We've seen salvation comes by faith, the just live by faith, and then the saints, the believers, the Christians, they overcome by faith. In the first epistle of John, chapter 5, in verse number 4, the words of God say, For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Also, we're told in the words of God that you cannot please God without faith. In the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 11 with me. In Hebrews chapter 11, in verse number 6, the words of Almighty God say this: but without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And then the Scriptures also tell us, what is not faith is sin. What is not faith is sin. In the book of Romans, chapter number 14, Romans chapter 14, with me if you would, in verse number 23. And he that doubteth is damned if he eat, because he that eateth not of faith, for whatsoever is not of faith is sin. And then, as we ask the question, why is faith so important? Because it's necessary for the spiritual battle. Turn with me to the book of Ephesians chapter 6. We're told on to put on the armor of God, amen, that we might fight against the devil and spiritual wickedness in high places, amen. In Ephesians chapter number 6, in verse number 16, one of the pieces of armor, notice, Ephesians 6 verse 16, it says, and above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Now, I want us to turn our attention to where Jesus uses the expressions, O ye of little faith, or O thou of little faith. First of all, we see that the Lord uses this when our Lord rebuked care. When our Lord rebuked care. Now, turn with me to the Gospel of Matthew. Matthew chapter 6, in verse number 30. In Matthew chapter 6, verse number 30, the words of Almighty God say this: wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall He not much more clothe you? Here it is, O ye of little faith. In the previous verses in this chapter, verses 25 to 29, our Lord tells us how He takes care of the fowl of the air and the lilies and the grass of the field. And here in verse 30, our Lord is issuing a rebuke and saying, if I take care of those things, then can't you trust me to take care of your material needs? You see, a believer who has little faith or trust in the Lord to provide what he or she needs, then their lives will be characterized by worry and care. You see, little faith or trust in the Lord provides care and worry in a believer's life. What the Lord is trying to get us to do is trust in Him for our care, to provide for the material things while our attention can be focused on the spiritual things. And this is what it means when our Lord says, seek ye first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So, while you're focusing on the spiritual things, amen, the Lord promises not to worry, not to be filled with anxiety, because He will provide you and I with our material needs. Now, we also see that the Lord uses the expression, O ye of little faith, or thou of little faith, when our Lord rebuked fear. When our Lord rebuked fear. Now, I know we started, let's turn in Matthew chapter 8 and verse 26. We started there in our lesson today. And we read, "And when he saith unto them, Why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose, rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm." You see, my dear friend, little faith in the Lord produces fear in the believer's life, does it not? The Lord's disciples were fearful that he was going to allow them to perish, that he could not protect them. Amen. You know, this is how the believer gets. This is how you and I get when the storms of life hit. Amen. When the waters of life are coming over our ship and we feel like we're going to drown. This is how we get. Why? Because we have little faith in the Lord. We become fearful and believe the devil's lie that the situation is beyond the Lord's control, that he has forgotten all about us. See, that's what the disciples were feeling there. But it's at these times that you and I must remember God's promise. He said, Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. You can't see the Lord, amen, physically, with your physical eyes, but he's here with you right now as you listen to this broadcast. He's with me where I'm doing this broadcast, where I'm making this recording, because he said, Lo, I am with you always. There's no place that you and I can go that he is not with us. And he's promised to be with us even unto the end of the world. And it's at times like that, when the storms of life hit, and we become fearful, that we need to remember God's promise when he says, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Amen. He's right there. He's promised. You're going through the storm, but he's going to go through it with you. Just as he was with those three Hebrew children in that furnace of fire. Just like he was with David in the lion's den. Just like he was with Joseph when he was in prison in Egypt. And we can go on and on and on. And if you look back over your life, you can see where he was with you. Because he promised, amen, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. See, that's a promise we can go to the bank with. He also said, when thou passeth through the waters, you know, through the storms of life, when the waters seem to be coming over our lives and we feel like we're going to drown. He says, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. See, these are all the promises that we need to remember. That's why it's so important to hide the Word of God in your heart. So when you're going through a trial, a storm of life, when you become fearful and you think it's beyond the Lord's control, amen, remember these promises that he is with you always, that he will never leave thee nor forsake thee, that as you go through the waters, as you go through the rivers, as you go through the fire, he says, I'm with thee. I'm with thee. Amen. Again, we want to look at another place where our Lord uses the expression, O ye of little faith, or thou of little faith. And that's found over in Matthew chapter 14, verse 31. And this is where our Lord rebuked doubt. You're probably very familiar with this story here. Verse 31 of Matthew 14. Peter is walking, the Lord is walking on the water, and the Peter sees him, and comes to the Lord. The Lord tells him to come. Then in verse 31, and immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught Peter, and saith unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? See, notice in verse 29, Jesus tells Peter, he says, come. Verse 29, notice. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. So Jesus told him to come. He was in the will of God. Amen. Smack dab in the will of God. The Lord told him to come. He was obeying the Lord. What happened? What happened to Peter? He takes his eyes off the Lord. See? In verse 30. But when he saw the wind, boisterous. See, you cannot see the wind. The wind cannot have an effect on you. The storm of life cannot have effect on you if your eyes are on Jesus Christ. See? The moment, the instant we take our eyes off the Lord, our circumstances get a hold of us. The wind. Peter took his eyes off the Lord. Look at the wind. It's boisterous. Look at it. It's unbelievable. I'm going to be blown away. Amen. He got scared. Amen. He got full of doubt. Amen. That's right. That's what happened. He got full of doubt because he took his eyes off the Lord and started looking at his circumstances. You see, Peter doubted the Lord to get him safely the rest of the way. When he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, beginning to sink. Took his eyes off the Lord. He doubted the Lord could get him safely the rest of the way. And the reason for that, the reason he doubted, was because he had little faith or trust in the Lord. You see, a life of little faith and the Lord Jesus Christ produces doubt in the believer's life. And what is interesting is, Peter had been with the Lord for a while. He saw what the Lord had done. He saw how he had previously had control over the wind and the sea back in Matthew chapter 8. You know, let this be a lesson to you and I, O child of God, how soon we forget what the Lord has done for us and how many storms he has gotten us through. That's why it's important to keep a journal and write these things down as you're going through a storm of life, when it begins and how the Lord gets you through it. So when the next one hits, you can open up that journal and say, okay, here it is, another storm in my life, another trial. But you know what? I'm going to trust the Lord to get me through it all, through the rest of the way. He's not gonna get me halfway and then let me sink. Amen? No. He's gonna get me through it. Through it to the other side. But the thing we need to remember, my friend, is this. When the Lord says come, there's no reason to doubt that he will not get you there safely. And even like Peter, you begin to sink, remember, you can still cry out to him, Lord, save me, and he will. Because he knows us. He knows we're frail. Amen. He knows the ins and outs of every one of us. He knows what we think and how we act and how we live. There's nothing hid from him. He knows our makeup. He knows how we're wired. Amen. Then finally, as we're looking at the times in the Gospel of Matthew where our Lord uses the expressions either, O ye of little faith, or thou of little faith. The next one we want to look at is when our Lord rebuked faulty reasoning. When our Lord rebuked faulty reasoning. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 16. And we want to begin in verse 5. And we read Matthew 16, verse 5. And when his disciples were come to the other side, they had forgotten to take bread. Then Jesus said unto them, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. Verse 7. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, is it because we have taken no bread? Which when Jesus perceived, he said unto them, O ye of little faith, why reason ye among yourselves because you have brought no bread? Do you not yet understand, neither remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000 and how many baskets you took up? Neither the 7 loaves of the 4,000 and how many baskets ye took up. How is it that you do not understand that I spake not to you concerning bread, that ye should beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees? And then understood they how that he bade them not beware of the leaven of bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. See? So, we see here that little faith in the Lord produces faulty reasoning and affects how the believer thinks. Our Lord had said to his disciples, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. Amen? We know that leaven is used to make bread rise. But also in the scripture, it's a picture of sin or error. And our Lord meant, when he said that, he meant them to beware of the false teachings or doctrine of the religious crowd of the day, the Pharisees and the Sadducees. However, his disciples thought he was speaking about literal bread, because they had no bread at the time. They forgot to take bread with them. And our Lord straightens them out, and he takes them down memory lane. And he says, boys, he reminds them how he fed 5,000 and then 4,000 with very little. So, how could they believe that he could not provide bread for them? You see, it's amazing if you think about it. Here they were witness to how he fed all these thousands of people. not once, but twice, with very little food. And because they forgot to take bread for their journey there, amen, that he thinks when he tells them to beware of the leaven, amen, beware of the, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, that he's talking about bread. No, he's giving them, amen, he's giving them like a picture saying, beware of the error of their doctrine, their false doctrine. See? So, we see, they saw all of what he had done before, but they still did not trust or believe that he could provide bread for just them. You see, little faith in the Lord will affect your thinking and my thinking. It will produce faulty reasoning. You know, we read over and over and over the scripture, nothing's impossible with God. We see that. We read that. We comprehend that. But then when we hit a situation or a trial or whatever it may be, we forget all about that verse. God can't take care of this. God cannot provide for me. See? Because of little faith. It will cause you and I, amen, to have faulty reasoning. To focus on our circumstance instead of the Lord. The thing you and I have to remember is this. You see, your circumstances and my circumstances will change. That's how life is. But the Lord remains ever faithful and trustworthy. Amen. There's really not much you can trust in this life. Amen. And I'm sure that many of you have learned that the hard way. The only thing that you can trust in this life is the Lord Jesus Christ, and His perfect, inspired, infallible, inerrant word is found in the AV 1611 King James Bible. You can trust His word and you can trust the Lord. Amen. But as the scripture says, trust in no man. Man's going to let you down. Man's going to hurt you. Be it your friends, your family, your acquaintances, whoever it may be. The only one you can trust, amen, and place your faith, all of your faith, and all of your trust in, is in the Lord Jesus Christ and in His words. Amen and amen. And you and I need to start doing that. Amen. And stop whining and complaining and so forth and so on. We serve a living, risen Savior. And He said He'd be there for us. We can trust in Him. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. As we go through the floods and the rivers and the fires, He'll be with us. So we have seen in our lesson today that little faith in the Lord produces a life of care and worry, a life of fear, a life of doubt, a life of faulty reasoning. Amen. O ye of little faith, O thou of little faith. Start trusting in the Lord, my friend. Place all your trust and faith in Him to get you through each day. And if you're not saved and you're listening today, you need to place your faith and trust squarely and only in the shed blood of Jesus Christ to pay for all your sins, past, present, and future, and secure you a home in heaven.